October, a purified church. Dear to the heart of God, October 1st. Object of heaven's supreme regard. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, thy walls are continually before me. The Church of Christ is very precious in his sight. It is the case which contains his jewels, the fold which encloses his flock. Christ loved the Church, and gave himself for it. It is the purchase of his blood. The divine Son of God is seen walking amid the seven golden candlesticks. Jesus himself supplies the oil to these burning lamps. He it is that kindles the flame. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. No candlestick, no church, shines of itself. From Christ emanates all its light. The Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the light thereof. At times the Lord may seem to have forgotten the perils of his church, and the injury done her by her enemies. But God has not forgotten. Nothing in this world is so dear to the heart of God as his church. It is not his will that worldly policy shall corrupt her record. He does not leave his people to be overcome by Satan's temptations. God declares that even a mother may forget her child, yet will I not forget thee. God thinks of his children with the tenderest solicitude and keeps a book of remembrance before him, that he may never forget the children of his care. Every human tie may perish, friend to friend unfaithful prove, mothers cease their own to cherish, heaven and earth at last remove, but no changes can attend Jehovah's love.